Ervin, Perek Dalad Mishnehei. Now we get to the person with a little less das than a person that just didn't know. We have somebody that's sleeping. Misha Yashin Bederach. He's sleeping along the way. V'lo yada shechashecha. So he slept through the onset of Shabbos. Yeshlo alpayim amah l'chol ruach. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that he has 2,000 amas in every direction. Because when one's sleeping, he has no das at all. So the question is do we give him 2,000 amas? Now there are obviously a few ways to look at this person that's sleeping. The one contrast that the Rav does bring down is, let's say there's an item that's left on the road. So just like people can go 2,000 amas and no more, so too items cannot be brought more than 2,000 amas. But an item always goes after the owner. So something that's ownerless, nobody designated a place for that ownerless item, so it cannot go 2,000 amas, it can only go 4 amas. So the question is, how we look at a person that's sleeping, is he like an ownerless object because he has no das? Nobody owns him at this point, so maybe he can only go 4 amas. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri obviously didn't hold that way. And the Rav explains, just like a person that's awake has 2,000 amas, so too a person that's sleeping also has 2,000 amas. V'cham omrim ein lo ela 4 amas. Chum said, no, he's like cheftzei hefker, and he only has 4 amas. The Rav says, though, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a person that's sleeping, he's kon hishvisa in that place, he has 2,000 amas in every direction. However, by nichsei hefker, stam, an article of clothing that's hefker on the road, the halacha is like the chum, that they are like every other person. That the shvis is not koine in their makum. Dafka person that zoche to them, he's able to bring them to a place that he can go. But it's not tied down to that place. Tais Yontif explains that even though we hold like one halacha like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and this by the chachamim, it's not a tarti disasri. It's not a contradiction. So now we have another few shitas here. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer v'hu bemtzon. And this seems to have ramifications in all dalet amos that we talk about, not just this case. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chacham that you only have Dalet Amos. But what type of Dalet Amos do you have? So Rabbi Eliezer says that the Dalet Amos that you have when you're sort of stuck, a guy slept in the middle of the way, he can only go Dalet Amos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just like the Chacham said. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, how do you calculate it? You are in the middle of the Dalet Amos, which means that you can only go 2 Amos in every direction, because we look at it as you're in the middle. The total Amos that you can walk is 4 Amos, because you can go in each direction 2. I can go 2 Amos to the east, and then 2 Amos to the west, but no more than that. The Chachamim, according to the way the Rav explains, disagreed, and they said that you can go 4 amos in every direction. It would come out, according to the Chachamim, if that's the case, that you can go 4 amos to the east, 4 amos to the west, and you technically seem to have 8 amos in total. You can go 4 amos in every direction from where you're standing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer le'ezer ruach sheyirtza, yelech. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim. He holds lav dafka 2 amos like Rabbi Eliezer. You can go 4 amos in each direction. However, he disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda does, with the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that you can go 4 amos in every direction. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can go 4 amos in every direction, that's true. But your total amos that you're allowed to go is dafka 4. So wherever you're standing, I can go north 4 amos, but that's it. I can no longer then go south another 4 amos. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, once I choose the 4 amas I want to go, that's as far as I can go. So Rabbi Yehuda also held Dalet Amas, but in the end, it's only 4 amas. And it's whenever direction that I choose, Chacham held that I can choose each direction 4 amas, which would end up being a total of 8 amas from side to side. Now, how we actually in halacha look at Dalet Amas is a big machlokes rishonim l'gabi this. Forget about this halacha about sleeping, because it seems like we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri according to the Rav. But l'gabi other things, as far as what Dalet Amas you have when you only do have Dalet Amas, how do we look at that Dalet Amas? That is a big machlokes rishonim. And it's totally in who you hold like in this Mishnah. The Chum, Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why do you have Dalet Amas? Because the Torah says, Shavu ish tachtov, that a person's not allowed to go out on Shabbos. This is in Shmos, that every person has to rest in his place. And what is that place? What is tachtov underneath a person? A person normally is 3 amas. Tais Yontif explains it's a 3 amas from the bottom, from where you stand, up until your shoulders or your underarms, because then they added another ama for your outstretched arm. So that would equal typically 4 amas. Sometimes a person can even go on his tippy toes, make it even longer, so that's why they made it another ama. That's why it's 4 amas. But that, Hashem says, is what we have, that we cannot leave that place on Shabbos, but he did give us that place of Dalet Amas. However, you calculate it based on the machlokes in this Mishnah.